So one of the topics that we dive into more deeply in the group coaching class is living systems design. And it's the basic idea of how do you look at nature as a model, mentor, and muse for how we do things, how we design things in the human realm. And originally it grew out of this practice called biomimicry, which was oftentimes is used for like product creation. So you might say, hey, look, a mollusk sticks to the bottom of a boat. And so how can we create an adhesive that works well underwater? That's kind of like the corollary. But usually, and traditionally, at least for modern humans, at least in the sense of the Industrial Revolution, we have to heat, beat, or treat things in order to get the outcomes that we want. And sometimes that also happens in terms of how we treat one another and how we design our organizations and whatnot. And so the whole idea of living systems is, how do you, just like nature, how do you use the materials that are already naturally available without having to heat, beat, and treat them in order to kind of design solutions that are eloquent and that fit naturally into their ecosystem. And so we have a couple of classes where we take this idea and apply it to group coaching and to fostering a group as a healthy living ecosystem. And it's a really fun and interactive kind of part of the class where we kind of break up into small groups, and each small group takes a few principles of living system design and then actually creates their own teaching module to share back with the rest of the group as though we were our group coaching cohort ourselves that is based on that module. And it all gets to be very meta and very design oriented and a lot of fun. And I think these ideas are just so important at this time on the planet. And it's exciting to be able to be in conversation with students and folks at the MCS community